Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, September the 11th, 2017, and Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And man, we have a show for you today. Today's topic is Missional Monday. We're going to be talking about this. Watch this. I know my brother going to get a kick out of this one. The worst consequences about skipping church. The worst consequences about skipping church.
Yeah.
As always, y'all, it's going to be good. Also, we're going to be remembering September the 11th on today. I'm going to ask my brother where he was. I don't know if we've ever had that conversation before, but I'm going to ask him where he was during that time frame. And ask you all, too, where you were on September 11th. And then at 12:30. At 12:30. I'm going to speak prophetically. I have a prophetic unction. That I've been holding on for a while, and I actually should have spoken on Friday when the Lord revealed it to me.
No, speak it now.
But I'm 12:30. I got to give people a chance to get in the room. I have to let y'all know 12:30. I want y'all to tell your people. The boy say he gonna speak prophetically at 12:30. I'm gonna be released to say it at 12:30. So y'all need to watch the clock. So y'all remind me, though.
I'm gonna remind you.
12:30. I'm going to speak prophetically, and it's going to affect everybody in the Chicagoland area. I'm going to put it out there right now.
Wow.
Everybody.
Wow.
In the Chicagoland area. I'm going to put that out there right now. Anyway, as always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Daniel L. King, alongside my brother in ministry all the way from the south side of Chicago, the one, the only, the good pastor from the First Bethel Church, the one, the only, the pastor Cornelius Parks. What's going on, sir?
You got it, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Glad to have you back in the studio.
Yeah.
My brother came in limping. I'm going to ask him about that, too, in a minute.
Bang.
Y'all already know what it is, though.
Start with an S, end with an L.
Oh.
Softball.
See, it was another word.
I really want to know if that other word was.
Yeah. Anyway. Let me give you a rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast with your questions and your comments. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We'd love to hear from you that way. If you're on social media, so are we, simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet us at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We'd love to hear from you that way. If you want to email us, email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you that way. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv, you can find us right there, Ustream.tv. We would love to hear from you that way to make sure that the chat room is open over there. And, yeah, we good to go. Ustream.tv, you can find us there. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, you can find us there. Again, that's Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast simply going to blogtalkradio.com. You can find us there. iTunes, you can find us there. Blogger, you can find us there. Stitcher, you can find us there. Any blog site, any site that's out there right now, just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you will find us there. Amen. What's going on, bro?
Man, you got this thing, man.
So tell the people about this. let me. Had I known you was limping, I would have played that Travis Green.
Actually,
my limp.
Man,
my limp.
The be crazy with you, if you be real. I don't know what happened.
See, that's when you know you're getting old.
I promise you.
That's
all
when
I
know you're getting old when you just.
Remember last week I was limping a little bit.
Yeah, but you.
Right,
yeah,
but it just started swelling up even more. I don't even know what happened. I can't even give no explanation. It's embarrassing, man. I don't even know, man.
But you said it started with an S and ended with an L.
Yeah, I play a lot of softball, so I'm thinking softball contributes to it.
Okay, all right.
Other than that, man,
I'm just checking.
I'm lost, man.
Okay.
If I was paid $1 million to give that answer.
I'll go ask how much did she weigh. But
how much?
I know y'all didn't hear that, and I ain't going to repeat it.
Do you want to hit people with God?
Help me, Lord.
God.
Oh, man. Anyway. Well, that's good, man. Oh, well, you know, you need to take care of yourself, bro. You know better than that, man. So when is after you got a game tonight?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Because I saw you.
I do have a game, but I told him I'm not going
to
play.
I was about to say how that's going to work out.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
You know, I can. You know, to be honest,
you can
hit to first base and then get a runner.
So you could do that for the whole game?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that was a.
Yeah, so
it's not like pinch hitting in baseball.
No, so.
Oh,
bigger guys.
Help them.
Now, bigger guys, let's keep it 100. Bigger guys.
Okay.
Especially if you're a hitter.
Uh huh.
They won't need your bat in the lineup. So, I mean, I can get a double if I need to, triple if I need to, but my most concern is getting on base. And so, depending on the situation, if I got runners on, I know how I can sacrifice myself or I can just get the hit, get them in.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Now, I didn't know that was – is that in all – that's not in all leagues.
Yeah. So, it's called a DR, designated runner,
okay.
Or you can get a pinch runner as well, depending on the tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
This is new information to me. So that's an outside rule different from that's where baseball and softball kind of.
Exactly. Baseball and softball got
just a few. Because I know if you foul on the second pitch, that's out.
That's out.
Yeah. Right.
So, all right. So
okay.
some leagues.
Those I remember.
Some leagues is an open count. That means 0-0.
Okay.
And then some leagues 1-1.
You start off 1-1.
One ball, one strike.
Really?
Yeah. So if pitcher a strike, you got two strikes. If you can get
fouled,
foul out,
you're
out.
Out. If you strike out, you're out.
Yep, you're out.
How embarrassing is it to strike out in softball?
Oh, man, guys do it. I seen a guy.
I think striking out in softball, swinging is striking. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Swinging is striking is almost as bad as throwing a gutter ball
in
bowling.
Friday night, a team called Chocolate City, guy swung hard.
Uh-huh. Like
jerked out,
uh-huh.
Fell in the dirt, and ended the game. Yes, it was hilarious.
Somebody should have had that on camera.
Oh, man, it was hilarious.
Somebody should have been live right when that happened.
It was hilarious. So
I really think that's the equivalent of throwing of in a league play, because people throw gutters in regular bowling all the time. But in league play, to get up there and like I remember two years ago, we were in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the wild card to get to the playoffs.
Okay.
And our anchor got up there. And all he needed to do was either strike or spare.
Oh, wow.
With the first ball.
Oh.
Get seven or better.
Right.
And then whatever.
Right.
He threw a gutter.
He choked. Yeah.
He threw a gutter.
He choked.
Now, I used some words. Y'all pray for us. Because I was not happy.
Now, with softball. See, softball, the game of softball is one of the greatest sports in the city of Chicago.
Okay.
It's not publicized like it needs to be.
No, it's not. You only see it, you know, rarely do you see it on, I think you see in college softball, you see it.
But you don't see 16
But you don't
inch.
See, no, because college is what, 12?
12.
College is 12. That's hard. 60,
yeah. You don't see 16 inch. And 16 inch is a big thing, white and black, in the state of Illinois.
Now, do y'all play with a new ball every time?
Yeah, every game.
And it's y'all keep the same ball?
Keep the same ball.
So that ball does get beat up by the time.
Oh, yeah, depending on who your team.
So,
all right. So
it's literally a softball by the time it gets to the fifth.
Yeah.
If they hit. Right.
See, all right, let's say it's black softball, white softball.
Yeah.
And so black softball, we have a couple of giants.
Okay.
We have this team called Rack City. They're a giant. We have a team called Solution. We're a giant. That's who I play with.
Okay.
Pharaohs, they get into that era.
Okay.
Okay. you know, this team called the Hood. They once was there, and they trying to get back there. Stellas. So it's a lot of teams that's trying to get back there, but mostly it's two teams that play mostly white ball, which is Solution and Rack City. Rack City is a great nucleus of talent that is unbelievable. And Solution has great talent, but they are a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I love about them. So the game of softball is what's happening. It's like one of the biggest things in the city of Chicago. So a lot of these guys that play the game, they used to be in the street.
Okay.
They used to some of them been in jail, came out, and, you know, this is a safe haven. And so we take this we have a culture of family that we come out Wednesday, Friday, Saturdays, and then as in Washington Park, and then there's a lead in 48th and State on Saturdays. But then the big ball, what we call is major ball, we play on Mondays and Wednesdays in Forest Park.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's good. So how was first Bethel yesterday?
It was good, man.
Second Sunday, right?
Yeah, second Sunday. It was really good. Some members that's been out for a while came back yesterday, which I was so happy to see.
That's always.
That was probably one of the most fulfilling things that took place. But the service itself, we got it pat down. We got the 90-minute service pat down. We got it, man.
Okay.
And so and to be honest with you, you don't miss nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't miss nothing. But then yesterday, you know, I used to be at Leon Miller Church in my earlier years in preaching.
Oh.
I was his head director.
Now, what's the name of Leon?
Mount Ebenezer. He's in Pastor Johnny Miller's
old Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Right.
Which was also old Catholic church before that.
Yeah.
Because I think the old name of the church is still in etched in the stone.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And so we did our reunion concert, which I didn't know. I didn't know anything about it.
Oh,
I got
the
call.
Oh, wow.
Where are you at? I'm watching softball. why are you not at rehearsal? For what?
Oh, wow.
And so I went yesterday, and of course they had me directing, and they put it out there on my page, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was cool, man. So, you know, my summer has been a lot of softball, interacting with a lot of my brothers, man, and getting to know them on a more personal level, man.
Outside of church.
Outside of church, but
yeah.
Then outside the field.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how important it is for brethren to really get to know each other. And I created a group.
I think when we use the term iron sharpens iron, we take that and
loosely
and we use it for scripture only.
Exactly.
But a lot of time it's just for the building up it's for building each other up. It ain't necessarily got to always be Bible based.
Exactly. And honestly, so I created a group, man, and I'm gonna have you come speak at it. I got at least 50 softball players, and we just me and talking real.
Okay. Okay.
So we're talking sex. We're talking marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking finance. It's just certain things we're talking to try to better men.
But see, that's what you're talking about is that's men's ministry.
It's true.
That's
true.
What it is.
True.
If you think about it, that's what men's ministry is. My brother Charles King down in South Bend, Indiana, he had a thing coming up this weekend. I wish I could go, but I can't. It's a men's gathering that they're having.
Okay.
And his is based off of his men's ministry,
uh-huh.
which is called Men Talk.
Men Talk.
I told you about it. And every time they gather, they ain't talking Bible. And they don't always meet in the church.
To be honest with you, for the first five times, we're not talking Bible.
And you shouldn't.
We don't have to. We're talking life skills, real life issues.
Come on.
In the group, and I'm adding you to the group. In the group, I posed the question, why do men cheat? How can we be faithful to our wives?
Mm-hmm.
And just to hear the input of individuals was fulfilling, refreshing.
That's good.
And I think we need this because a lot of these guys that we interact with, if they were like me, they never had a man in their life to show them different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I failed in a lot of capacities because I was ignorant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going through a lot of trial and error.
But a lot of it is lack of knowledge.
True. Ignorance.
And that's not an excuse. I know you got
exactly.
some women listening. Now you're just making excuses,
you
know. that's not it. It's a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of having a good example.
Exactly. True.
It's a lack of having a good example.
Accountability partner.
There you go. And that's not just in the home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So
how was your weekend?
That's good, man.
Man
Saturday. I gotta watch the clock. Saturday.
I got you, man. We got 16 minutes.
12:30. I'm going to speak prophetically to the peoples in the city of Chicago. 12:30. Y'all need to be ready. On Saturday, we finally won a series.
Oh, bowling started back up.
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Three weeks ago.
Okay.
We finally won a series. Last week, we finally won a game.
Oh, wow.
Because we got swept 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, wow.
Then we won a game last week. Lost the series, and then this week we finally won the series.
Okay.
So if we stay on pattern, that means we need to sweep next week.
And they
shook up all the divisions. So next week we'll find out what division we're in.
Oh.
And it's all by the luck of the draw. You go to the back and you pull out a color, and that's what division you end up in. And I'm going to tell you right now. Because I honestly believe, they didn't tell us, but based off what I saw, because I was trying to peek and be nosy, I think we're in the worst possible division we could be in.
Oh, wow. Competitive.
Yes.
But you know something? I learned something, man. You may do better.
You do. I bowl better when I'm bowling against somebody that's actually better than me.
Yeah.
I actually do because my juices start flowing.
Yeah.
If you like horrible, then it's a competition. You know this.
Yeah.
Playing sports. It's like sometimes you play to the level of your competition
and you start like,
I got this in the bag. And then before you know it, you need to strike the win, and when you should have been 100 pins up
all the time.
Yeah, so that happened on Saturday. So I'm glad to finally win a series. Yesterday, man, went to Angela, Pastor Angela Johnson. Y'all know her; she's been on the show once to another. Went to her show and her church rather, and Pastor Rob Johnson, got a chance to finally meet him. Had never met him, you know, but I'd been to the church a couple times, but had never met him. Got a chance to meet him, but man. Bishop R.C. Blakes Jr. My God.
He the real deal.
I should have brought my iPad in here because I got all my notes in my iPad. But he gave us the four points. I think I got them in my head right now. He says you have to identify your community. He said a problem with so many of us in the church is we don't know our community.
We don't assess the need.
And we're trying to fit in places that don't fit us.
Wow.
Then he was like, practice. He said the principle of positivity. That was the first. That was the second one. The principle of positivity. He says, get away from all them negative people.
Wow.
Stop allowing all these negative people to have space in your area. Then I'm trying to think of the third one. My God, I wish I had it. I wish I had him with me, but man, he was just awesome. Got a chance to talk to him, and then the dude spoke to me. He called me up to the church. I'm sitting in the back, minding my own business, and he pointed me out. He said, "Bro, could you come step up here?"
Oh wow!
And I was like, "Oh Lord, here we go." Right,
the rebel.
Right. I started looking back. So the man called me up there, man, and spoke prophetically to me. He really did,
wow.
and I received every bit of it. And I was just in the maze. I was sat back in my seat and just was sat there. You know, me to sit somewhere quiet is impossible. But I was sat there quiet for the rest of the time I was there. But it was amazing, amazing, man. And just grateful to him. Thank you again to Pastors Angela and Robert Johnson at Greater Love, Greater Works International.
Got it.
Out there. I got it right.
You know, yesterday was a big day for me too, man.
What'd you do?
My first time. I have siblings, and this is the first time I
saw that. And y'all went to the spot.
We went to Home Run Inn.
And like, say, man, just drive by and get you a slice.
Man,
come through that exit door, and I'll just hand you.
So, I didn't know, on game nights, anytime there's a football game,
that's where they go.
It's $5 appetizers at Home Run Inn. I ain't trying to get them free plug, but, yeah, it is. $5. Yeah, $5.
That's going to go into my prophecy at 12:30.
Yeah.
12:19.
So, this first time we all got together.
That's
man.
Cool. That's awesome.
We were just missing one, but and he had to work.
Okay.
But other than that, man, it was good, man, because we all had questions. We all had the same concerns.
Wow.
We all felt the same way.
Wow.
We all thought this way and that way.
That's awesome.
But when we got together, it was just nothing but love. And so I got to give big ups to my older sister because she set it up. Yeah, she set it up. And, man, it just fell in place. It fell in place.
That happened for me, I think, three years ago.
Okay.
I sat down with first time ever, my sisters and I were all in the same room.
Wow.
And I mean, literally. And it was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so we went to Uncle Julio's out in Lombard. And first time ever. I mean,
wow.
I think 3 years ago, I was 44 years old?
Wow.
44 years old.
Yeah.
And we went out to lunch, dinner, whatever you want to call it. And, man, had a good conversation, same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, questions,
yeah.
you know
yeah.
And the weird part is, and I've told this story before, they lived down the street from me.
Yeah.
And I never knew who they were.
Wow.
And the older sister knew who I was. She's older than me. I'm technically, if you want to go there, I'm the middle child.
The middle
child. Of, yeah. of my father,
oh,
that
father.
Is. Right. But the older sister knew about me, but the younger sister did not.
Wow.
Which explains why there was always some resentment.
Ah.
You know, so it was like, wow. But we talked about all that, man, and it's so funny. I've ran into them in different areas since then. I ran into my older sister in Oak Brook.
Wow.
Walked right past, and she stopped, and she was like, Dana. And I'm like, oh, Lord, who's this? Like, oh, hey.
Wow.
Like, right. So it's just amazing, man. So we're going to do it again soon. And as I told them, you know, we all got a lot of issues with our father.
Yep.
We do. And I had a conversation with him roughly about 3 years ago. His brother died.
Okay.
His brother died, and I got called to come over to the house over there on West End. And that's where my grandmother used to live at, his mom. And we went over there and sat, and it was just – it's interesting because they don't have a relationship with him.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a relationship with him. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like – and he had a health scare. Last time I talked to him, he had a prostate cancer issue that,
wow.
you know, got cleared up or whatever. But it's one of those things where it's one of those things – it's fixable. Nothing is
right.
nothing
right.
is that broken
right.
that no, you know what, we probably never gonna go to the baseball game together,
yeah.
and that's okay. I'm
yeah.
cool with that. I
yeah.
mean, but there shouldn't be a time where you go 6, 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6
yeah.
months without speaking. And I say the same thing about my own son,
yeah.
who has made the choice.
Right.
Because you know, my number ain't changed.
Right.
You've made the choice
right.
to not pick
right.
up the phone because
exactly.
of, you know, other issues. But yeah,
you know, it's amazing because, like, the age difference, my sister older than me.
Okay.
Then my brother, then my sister, then the baby boy.
Wow.
So the youngest girl is, she'll be 38 Saturday.
Okay.
But then the baby boy, he'll be 25.
Oh, wow. Baby for real.
So
wow.
a lot of things that he thought he didn't get,
mm.
he thought we got.
Wow.
So we had to tell him.
He got some issues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But we had to tell him, I'm the one who didn't get nothing.
Right.
No, seriously. And it's not throwing shade at daddy.
Right.
This being reality.
I think he on here too.
It's fine.
I know he has on partner, but go ahead.
It's fine because I talked to him.
You've gotten past it.
Yeah.
Right.
I talked to the baby boy. I said, listen, man, you can't keep holding these grudges against the old man. At the end of the day, we all got a lot of us in him. I mean,
a
lot of him in us. Like, really, we all sitting at the table last night, we all realized that's our daddy.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
The way we act, that's our daddy. And so, you know, I'm the one that probably got the strangest relationship out of everybody.
Uh-huh.
However, I have to encourage my baby brother, and maybe this going to bless somebody else too.
Come on.
How to restore, rekindle. Relationships that's important. You got to forget about what happened and know that it would never change.
Uh-huh.
And understand your love that you have for a person shouldn't be dictated on how they treat you.
Wow.
At the end of the day,
wow.
you got to have authentic love no matter what, because you're being charged with how you treat others. And a lot of times we treat people based upon how we want them to treat us, and it's wrong.
That's good.
You got to treat people no matter, because at the end of the day, don't you know Jesus would have been turned his back against us many of times the way we have been?
He should have.
And so who we think we are,
yeah, that we can't forgive,
that we can't forgive,
yeah.
and we hold these grudges,
and a lot of times those grudges are built off of what somebody else told us. When I was a kid and somebody said something, but here's the thing, and I'll say this about my mom. My mama never spoke poorly about my father.
And That's good.
If she did, it was never in front of me.
That's good.
And I never heard her say anything.
That's good.
And the only thing my mom used to tell me when I was a kid was, and I would ask questions, she'd be like, I'm your father.
That's good.
I'm your cousin. I'm your brother. Because before I had any,
that's
what she would say. So, but she never said. The only thing that I asked, I said when I got started asking questions, I was like, but did he ever do anything? She was like, he bought you a red fire truck that you could drive in.
Exactly.
And she said he didn't buy that. His mama bought it and brought it around here.
But it was so funny, man, because Pops be putting stuff on social media.
I know.
And he don't tell us what's going on with him per se.
Right.
So we got to find out through social media.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was funny. I didn't know. You know, I ain't going to lie to you. I don't be saying this stuff.
Right.
So they was informing me that he was dealing with a health issue and all that stuff. So we all at the table and they just cursing him out. I said, I should record this editor. Because they was mad. They was mad. But it was all good, man. Restore relationships, man.
Yeah.
Time is ticking.
Yeah, that's
tomorrow
true.
Tomorrow is not promised.
That's true.
It's not promised.
That's true.
We got
and
5 minutes, y'all.
I would say that to anybody. And I have friends who have strained relationships with their parents.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll say this on the radio, and I know folks gonna be listening. My mom has a strained relationship with her mother.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's some stuff at some point.
Yeah.
You know, my mother will be 67 years old on Wednesday.
Oh wow.
And my grandmother just turned 80. I don't even know on the 9th.
Wow.
So like y'all need to.
Yeah,
because that strain is what has caused the entire strain.
Yeah, yeah. You saying
because when you got the mother and the firstborn not clicking, then everything is gonna be off kilter. I don't care how much you try to make up for it over here and do it over. It's all
work.
So it's a bit much. Yeah, man. So you know that, but that was good. But man, big shout out to them. And then it was something else. Oh, man, real quick. The hurricane is all but passed. It's a
tropical
depression
storm.
Now. Something. Yeah, whatever. I don't even know
exactly
what that is. But, my God, did you see the boats in the middle of the street?
Yeah, man.
No, but the scariest thing was Fort Lauderdale. Maybe it was Fort Lauderdale. No, in some place that the ocean, like, was gone.
Yeah.
Like it was a video where the water had went all the way back out. So there was boats just that were actually in the water. The boat didn't move. The water left.
The water left. Yeah.
It literally looked like a scene from the Ten Commandments.
So people don't know Florida is nothing but water.
Well, it's an island.
It's an island.
It's an island. It's a man-made.
It's a man-made.
Everything built on it because the place was never meant.
Yeah.
When I was listening to one of the radios, one of the TV shows, it said the place was never meant for inhabitants. Man had to go through hundreds of years of technology to get that place livable. And then there's still certain places where the grasslands area, nothing can grow there.
Exactly.
So you can't live there.
Exactly.
Wow. That's my God. So,
man, I want to talk about the young lady after your speech.
The young lady went in the refrigerator.
Freezer, man.
You're going to have to help me because Tanya tried to send me the story last night. I tried to read it. And I saw a clip that something posted this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm just lost.
Now,
I can't.
Now, you hear about the shooting on 114th and Yale?
Was that the 45 seconds?
The three people?
Right.
One of them was.
That's Rosalind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my member's family. It's two guys and a girl. The girl is one my member's family.
Wow.
And they taking it very hard.
Yeah, I saw someone posted last night. And it's weird because you don't know who all your Facebook friends are. I don't know all of y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But they posted, it was like the shooting sounded like it lasted 45 seconds.
Yep.
Like it was nonstop.
It was nonstop. Nonstop. They were standing in the street.
And
she wasn't even an intended target.
Never is.
Never is.
Well, it's like the other person who got shot at Friendship. One of them wasn't the intended target.
Exactly.
They got the one they wanted.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Yeah. So it was. I was glad. I'm glad to see. You didn't see a lot of. There weren't a lot of deaths. I mean, it was still catastrophic.
Yeah.
Homes just.
Yeah.
It was hard to man. It was really hard to watch. It is, and then now you see the recovery.
Now, I don't know. My cousin always chime in, Angela.
Okay.
She's
there?
Yes. Angela Robinson Taylor.
I think Marissa is from.
One of them from Florida.
Dana is from California. Dana Miller
is California.
Marissa is in Florida.
Yeah.
And Kathleen and the storm
Georgia.
Is down in Georgia.
Yeah.
They first time they've ever issued a tropical storm warning for Atlanta today.
Wow.
First time in history.
Wow.
But ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing going on.
Wow. Man, it's a lot of people, man, that's dealing with this travesty right next door to us, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, it is.
This is within arm reach. We got to continue to pray for that, man. And, you know, my problem, how we debate in West God. And, I mean, man, God.
I saw that.
It's 12:30, man. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So it's 12:30. And I said at 12:30 I was going to get y'all something. So if you have not hit the share button, let me go on and get this prophecy right now. Now, my brother, he on something different right now, so this might not affect him, and it's okay. So, you know, I've had some prophets in the studio. I've had preachers and pastors and all them folk in the studio, and I've asked them this question. I've asked them about my prophetic speaking.
Uh-oh.
And a lot of them said, no, Dana, you ain't nobody's prophet. But then I told them how the one prophecy – that I have spoken on. Now you follow me, right? You on my street. You on the street. The one prophet I have spoken on for 5 years straight, even before I had a radio show, has been coming to pass.
It must be the Chicago Bears.
So, my God, I want to prophesy right now. I want to prophesy right now for y'all. I should have did it on Friday. It didn't hit me until after the fact.
Oh boy!
I want to do get y'all something right now for y'all to dwell on. All of you Chicago citizens of Chicago,
oh my God,
and Chicago Bear fans, I have opened the book. I've read the Dead Sea Scrolls of Pro Football Talk. I've been down and contextualized ESPN. Oh,
yeah.
And then I went down to the book of the North Division,
and
I've seen some things, and I recognize that some burdens have been lifted with the expulsion of the demon known as Jay Cutler. I understand some stuff has happened, but I want to speak prophetically to Chicago.
Chicago, where you at?
Chicago Bears.
What they do yesterday?
Now, man, I know they lost yesterday, so I'm not gonna really count that. But however.
Oh, boy.
The Chicago Bears. Y'all mark it down. I said it. 4 wins. 12 losses.
Oh, wow.
4-12.
Man, you know, I wish.
I ain't even counting the Atlanta game.
All right, so the elephant in the room, boycott.
Right.
Because, that's my frat brother. Got the emails and all that. Got to be obedient.
Right.
However.
I get that. And I'm going to talk about that, too, because I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
But 4-12 for the Chicago Bears. Let me explain to y'all why. So what you got rid of, the pastor, Jay Cutler.
Yes, sir.
You still got the leadership team in charge.
Yes, sir.
And until they decide to do something differently, meaning with the GMs and all these other people.
Yeah.
And the ownership ain't going to change.
Woo.
4-12. You have heard it from me.
That's what he said.
4-12.
That's what
and that
said.
Ain't counting the Atlanta game from yesterday. So if they end up 5-11, that lets you know my prediction was true.
Oh, wow. Now, I'm not a Bears fan anyway.
Me neither. But I'm just speaking on what I see.
But I'm in several of my softball teams have group messages.
Uh-huh.
And so as they was texting, I seen the equilibrium going up, down. There's hope. There's no hope. There's hope. I mean, it ain't nothing like watching the Bears fan. Like, that's one team got the biggest fans with excuses in the world.
Yeah, it's hard.
There's always an excuse when the Bears lose.
Yeah.
We're going to be straight. We're going to be all right. I mean, they went from put the rookie quarterback in to now. Gannon is doing good. I was confused. Like, I wanted to chime in, but I didn't. I wasn't watching the game.
That's okay. I'll speak on your behalf.
Tell him to call the prophet
over here.
Man.
For this cause only. For this call. Tell him to call. Leslie Kelly said, where your Bears fans at? Dana said, yeah, tell him, Leslie. Let him know.
Oh, she a Packers fan.
Send him out. That's fine. I saw your boys yesterday. Look pretty good. So let me ask you this. So you mentioned this boycott and NFL boycott.
Yeah.
I put a post up the other day. I've been wanting to say something for the longest, but I finally did it, I think, yesterday or this morning or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I understand why. I understand the purpose of it. I understand why you said you're doing it. You don't sound committed, but it's frat. So I understand.
Right. I'm,
Yeah.
I get it. It's frat. Because I don't, if it was frat, you may or may not.
Right.
So
I totally agree.
But I get it. Here is my question. I understand how boycotts work, and I understand how they worked back in the 60s, the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I understand what the bus boycotts did as far as the civil rights thing happened. I understand how other boycotts have done to switch major companies from doing things. I understand when they were trying to boycott a major soft drink. I don't know if it was Coca-Cola, one of them. They were trying to do something, and they were going to arrange a boycott, and Coca-Cola started hiring more black folks and doing all that stuff. I get it. But that was at a different age and a different time, and that was before we had what's known now as a global economy.
Yeah.
And I say that to say this. You, me, and 500,000 other black folk not watching the game yesterday was not going to affect the bottom line of the NFL, which is what boycotts are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is this. The season just started yesterday, on Thursday. But I, as a company, if I'm Ford or Chevy or GM or Lexus or whoever, I paid the NFL, or rather ESPN, or whoever's broadcasting it, I've already gave them my check for $800 million to have my commercial shown during your games.
Right.
If I'm ESPN and Fox and all these other people, I've paid the NFL billions already to broadcast the games. So you not watching ain't hurting nobody's bottom line.
Right.
I understand the purpose of it, and it's a solidarity thing. I get that. But that's just like saying the only real effect that a boycott would ever have on any sporting event is if the player said, you know what?
Exactly.
Until y'all treat Colin right, at least until he gets a real shot.
Exactly.
Because he hasn't even been invited to nobody's camp.
He hasn't.
Because the Ravens said they were going to bring him in. They met with him.
They met with him.
But he and all of that. But he hadn't even been in anybody's camp.
It was the GM.
Yeah.
Who backed back.
Well, supposedly it was because of something his girlfriend said.
Nah, it was the GM.
No. I know. They was all, according to Ray Lewis now, they were sitting in the room because Ray Lewis is still a part of the team.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend released a tweet depicting something that was like real negative, and they were like, "See, we can't have this too."
Yeah, and let me say this.
But he can't control that.
Say this. You know, there's many people that's not boycotting.
Yeah,
and there's some that are.
That are, yeah, absolutely. I got a bunch of friends.
It takes me back to Martin Luther King.
Yes,
when he stood for what he believed in.
Absolutely.
Many people was for him, and many people was against
him. That's
true. Cap is making a big movement.
Yeah.
And his fans, and the reason why I'm boycotting.
Okay.
And I'm just going to keep with it's two reasons.
Yes.
One, he is my frat.
Yes.
But then two,
yes,
you didn't get no invites. You can't tell me you're not better than 64 quarterbacks in the league currently.
Yeah. 64 meaning the starter and the backup.
And the backup.
Absolutely.
You can't tell me at least 10
Ten teams right now could use him.
Can use
based
him.
Off what I saw yesterday.
10 teams. and I looked at ESPN just to see how they was going to approach that matter alone. And honestly, it hurts my heart.
Yeah, it does.
To see an African American black bald such as this in this damn time.
Yeah, it is. It's sad.
It's sad. Now I love the game of football.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching it. I played it for many years.
Right.
But there got to be a time, and understand this, and everybody know this. You should know this.
Mm-hmm.
By not watching it, it's not messing with the economical principles of the NFL this year. It's not going to tamper it. It reminds me of I remember this part on Straight Outta Compton.
Okay.
When they was on the bus, and and they was throwing the CDs out and stomping them.
Right.
Easy looked at everybody else and said, "Why y'all mad? They brought them. They paid for them.
Right.
We gonna get our money.
Right."
And so that's what the NFL doing now. Now the problem I'm having is a lot of the players.
Mm-hmm.
They are sitting down or taking a knee, but nobody's saying I'm holding out. A true boycott will be players coming together because let's be real. We need blacks on that field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Caucasians can play, but they're not as skilled as African Americans.
Yeah.
And so you need them on the field.
Yeah.
And so if those guys that take a stand, and even those these analysts, because they contradicting themselves as well.
Yeah.
One day they for him, the next day they not. So if they take a stand, then that would speak volume, more volume than us boycotting.
Absolutely. Because if there is no product on the field, then the advertisers and the marketers can say, wait a minute, y'all ain't playing the game. I need my check back.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Now you in breach of contract.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now you affecting the bottom line.
Missy said something, and I didn't even see this comment.
Go ahead.
Said, why the NFL players aren't taking a stand by not playing? Similar to what the mechanics did by going on strike.
Yeah.
You can't even go to your dealership now.
Not to get an oil change. Okay.
Because I'm due one. Yeah, they on strike. And you know, that's a great point because I believe I really want to see after week three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it to week three if he would get any invites.
Yeah.
Or any phone calls.
Yeah.
Because based upon what they were saying on ESPN, I didn't see it. I wasn't watching football. But they said that two quarterbacks was horrible. I've seen some of the ratings of the QBs.
Yeah. Under 10.
Man, the guy QBR. Indianapolis.
Oh, the backup. Because they started as hurt.
Oh, my God. I seen him throw one ball.
Yeah.
And
you must have been watching First Take or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it was. It was bad.
And they told he pretty much said, man, just get me off this field.
Yeah, because he was getting killed.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, so I agree with the spirit of the boycott.
Yeah.
I want to see
the method is not.
Yeah, yeah. I think there needs to be this goes back to how the and again, I know y'all like this ain't a sports show, I get it. But it goes back to how the NFL as players, they're not unified anyway because every time they've had a chance to do something, even when they went on strike.
It's true.
Here's the problem. I'm the superstar athlete. I'm making, $6 million, $8 million a year.
Yeah.
You the second year guy making $300,000.
Exactly.
You can't stay on strike as long as I can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but also, now, I'm going to say this too. How we can help this matter.
Mm-hmm.
If we stop purchasing or supporting these other athletes that's not supporting him, that's saying that they support him.
Yeah. Jersey sales matter.
Fantasy matter.
Yeah. Team sales matter.
It does.
Now, if y'all stop going around, and now I can talk to my black folk, y'all stop buying these jerseys, dropping $150 to $200 for jerseys every season and all of that foolishness. Then you'll see some stuff happen.
Yeah, but Leslie made a comment. But the bad part about Ben Leslie is this man didn't play last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so not playing this year. So after this year, if he don't play, who
gonna care?
Who right, exactly?
Who gonna care?
It's gonna be a dead issue now.
Yeah, it's kind of like when completely different. But when Terrell Owens got cut the last time.
Uh huh.
And he could still play.
Exactly.
And probably still is better than half the receivers in the league.
Exactly.
But after you've been gone for so long.
Who wants you?
Right. Unless you were, unlike with Mike Vick.
I was getting rid of that. When everybody can't bounce back like that.
Yeah, he just,
I mean, and to be honest with you, and then everybody don't get that chance.
Right.
They're not going to get, if they don't do nothing by mid-season, it's a wrap.
Yeah, he won't. He probably won't, and it'll be a footnote.
It's a wrap.
Yeah,
and my thing, all right, KA side did their appeal, and they are attacking the NFL headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
They did a march here in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
Boycotting outside Soldier Field.
Okay,
there was mixed crowd.
Okay,
and I, from what I hear, it's supposed to be at every field. That's fine, but it still don't stop people from going inside. And then also this stuff what creates riots with fans and all that stuff,
And then here's the deal. Some of y'all season ticket holders, you already bought the ticket.
Yep.
If you don't go to the game, what?
you can't get no refund.
Ain't no You done bought the ticket. The only thing you doing is what? Because you ain't there to spend $100 on concessions.
Yeah. Now I hate to say this. I have 4 tickets to the last Bears preseason.
Oh Lord.
And I had to give them away. Like 4 Section, I showed you tickets.
Wow.
Section 105.
Wow.
They was right at the visitors part, but it was crazy. I had to give them away, which I didn't care either way because I'm not a Bears fan. But
right. But I still
get
your point.
Right, you love.
You want to watch? It's football.
Exactly.
It's football at the end of the day. So man, yeah. So that's I wasn't joking about the whole Bears thing. They're gonna suck. I'm serious about that. But you know, I'm hoping that there's a different outcome. I'm hoping Colin gets another shot, and then I'm hoping Colin gets a shot, and Colin can still play.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, all of this fighting and stuff, and then
yeah.
he, and now because he should be healed because he had a bad ankle.
Yeah, no,
he should be in good shape.
Now, you know, I never see. Now this is modern day racism. I'm serious. It is.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not trying to take nobody away from watching the game, but make sure you look at the reality of what the world we live in, and that's my biggest concern. Look at the reality part. Now, I'm bothered that I don't see all these activists, social justice individuals, not just protesting, but going to the NFL headquarters, demanding that some team give him an opportunity.
Yeah.
See, it's one thing. You can't force nobody to sign.
It's a business owner.
But
right.
demand just, that he gets an opportunity.
Just
a fair
like
trial.
They had to demand that NFL owners interview black folks for coaching jobs.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even still, it's still bogus because they're just doing token interviews.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be like, okay, we really want to hire this white dude, but hey, Parks, come on in here,
exactly.
man. We'll talk to you
exactly.
for an hour. Thank you. Appreciate
you
coming.
We got a quarter, though. Yeah.
We got to fill the quarter.
Like, that's like certain jobs, too.
Yeah.
You got to have a certain amount of African Americans.
Yeah. Certain amount of African Americans.
Yeah.
Handicapped.
Yeah.
Exactly. Senior citizens.
Exactly.
All
you're
of that.
Right.
Even in the church. Certain amount of crazy folk.
All right, let's talk about this.
Go ahead, what you got,
man?
Yeah, please, come on. Now help me out. Tell the story.
Now, I'm bothered about this because they got the video on Facebook, and they got a video on one young lady doing live, and then there's another young lady pop in there, but they had two or three guys in the background.
Okay, so
and you hear certain things in the video, but it's not really accurate because they got music playing.
Okay,
and so they were saying that while they was doing the live, the guys was in the back raping her. I don't know how. When you watch the video, you can't really tell that, but you can hear her said, "Help me" or something, and it seemed like that they was forcing her to do something.
Uh-huh.
And number one, we got to learn to monitor what our kids are doing. I don't care how old they're getting.
Wow,
you know, these are young girls, and I know when we was younger, we did mischievous stuff, but
right.
it wasn't on this level.
No.
The level that they on now is totally, man, unheard of. They in a hotel room, hotel party. Number one, smoking weed in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, normally smoke in a hotel room with
right.
the fire detector, fire alarm. Unless they put a wet towel somewhere around it. You know, they drinking, they all on live doing this stuff. But then this young lady, they on the ninth floor. In the hotel room, but she find out that they found her on the 11th floor in the freezer. And then in the video, at the end of the video, there's a young lady playing with a string, like a rope or something. I'm serious. Like. Crazy. It's one.
See,
of those,
even you describing it to me, I'm still lost. So help me out. The young lady was either raped or sexually assaulted.
Yeah, she definitely was.
And then somebody killed her.
Yeah, she got set up, man. They saying the hotel is covering up everything.
Now this is in Rosemont.
Yes, they from here.
What hotel? Right. Well, yeah, because she.
She lived on
according to Pastor Williams.
Yeah, right.
She lived
door.
Across the street
yeah,
to the church.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
And then when the mother did her interview, that's all she really keying on
hotel.
When she got there or arrived, they wouldn't let her see her for one. Which that's right. They don't because it's under investigation.
Well, yeah, the police don't.
Exactly.
Right.
But she was putting it. Towards
the
hotel management, the worker.
Well, yeah.
Now, they went from the 9th to 11th floor. There's no cameras in your hallway?
What's the name of the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crown Plaza.
is who?
Crown Plaza.
Oh,
Plaza.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love that. Crown Plaza.
Looking around the room.
Yeah. So,
okay.
That's a well-known hotel, too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Wait a minute. If you look at the video, they did cover up the smoke detector.
Oh, they
cap.
Did?
Oh.
And they're 19. They're 19, so already you're not supposed to be able to rent a hotel unless you're 21.
There you
so
go.
That's a problem already.
Wow.
Can I listen to you?
Go ahead.
Can I listen to see you say this?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
no,
cool.
She's in the loud. No,
okay,
she's
cool.
On. I just turned it up. Yeah.
Yeah. They can definitely hear me. So that's the issue. I saw the interview with the mother. They had to break it up because at some point she got really emotional.
Wow.
Because she was frozen. And the thing was, they found her supposedly laying down in the freezer. So she said, no one wants to see their child in the frozen state. So that's why they did that. Also, with them coming to the hotel, they were being disruptive. I mean, they were looking for her, but they went to every floor, knocking on every door to get her, to find her.
Wow.
So the mother did know that she was at the hotel.
The story gets a little bit, I hear that sometimes that they say she didn't tell her mom exactly where she was going. And so, of course she had her mom's car and the girls returned the car at 4 a.m. saying we can't find her and everything else like that, which prompted them to go to the, to where they were at in Rosemont. And they were knocking on the doors and everything, being disruptive. That's why some of the family members got put out and everything else like that until they were able to find her.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm over here just lost.
Even hearing you, there's so many questions. How did they come up get the keys? If she was driving, the keys to the car.
Well, you have to ask this question. Well, first, the mom gave her the car and the car keys.
No.
That was just she 19.
How did the girls wind up with the keys?
They said before she left the room, she left out the room, and she left her cell phone and the keys. And so when they went to go check back on her on the outside of the hotel, they didn't see her, so they went looking for her. That's their story.
Wow. Wow.
They always say she left her phone and her keys. No one, I don't care who you are, ain't nobody leaving their phone. I have turned around many moons to go get my phone.
Exactly.
I've been late for the radio show to go back home to
get
my
phone.
Sorry.
That's a problem right there. That's a real problem.
All right. Anyway, well, thank you, Tanya, thank you for that. For some more information, because I'm still sitting here.
It's still we're not investigators, but to be honest with you, man, even what you said, Tanya, and then what we see and how it's so contradictive. Because even you, did you see the video, Tanya, all the way through?
Yeah, I tried to listen to it at the 3-minute mark. You tried to listen to it
exactly.
To hear her say help. I didn't see her say help or any. I didn't hear the help. They say look at the video and it's like her lips are quivering and everything else like that. And I'm looking like I can't see that either.
Exactly.
Just felt that it was kind of strange that they did turn on the music at two or three times. Where maybe she could have been saying something just so no one could hear it. So they did turn on the music, and then at one point they just kept it on.
But
then
she
one
was,
of the fans flies off.
Help me understand something. She was there with some other girlfriends too, right?
Yeah, and guys.
Yeah,
no, but I mean,
she knows since third grade.
She
supposedly had known these girls.
Now, I noticed something in the video. There was a time when the girl in the white T-shirt, whatever she had on, she got up and moved away from possibly.
Yeah, they were like, "You're not enjoying yourself," and she was like, "I am enjoying myself." And so that's when she moved over to the other side and everything else, sitting with the friend with the orange hair.
Right. Right.
Wow. All righty. Yeah. I'm at a loss for words. I'm still trying to understand what. Yeah, I am just at a complete loss on this one. So we definitely want to keep the family, and I guess I'll, you know, we'll stay tuned to see what Pastor Williams says over at Metropolitan, because he's kind of he knows. I guess he knows the family or something,
and then,
right?
Some of the family members goes to Pastor Story Church, Sunrise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
No, two aunts is faithful members there.
Wow.
Seeing that as well, yeah.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you, and it goes back, and again, thanks, Tanya. Again, you said something about always knowing what your kids are doing. And I think now with this, here is the good and bad about cell phones. We take the cell phone as the new way of keeping in touch with the kids versus actually knowing where the kids are. Because your kids can tell you anything. I said this to somebody the other day because they made a comment about something that happened, and their kid came in late or something like that. And I'm like, you know, you can't. You don't know what you're like. Remember what you were doing at 16, 17, 18, and 19 years old.
That's good.
And how much you had to, how much trickeration you had to do to get it done.
Yeah.
Now, with the resources and the way things are set up, your kids can do any and everything all day, and you'll never know it.
You never know it.
And we think because they, you know, they got a phone, you know, and the rule is, well, you better answer when I call.
Yeah.
You might not answer nobody else call.
Yeah.
But you better answer when I call.
And you know what's crazy? We can always say that these kids was bad.
No.
But what they probably display around their parents
exactly.
and everybody else.
But those be the ones who say, my kid wasn't a bad kid.
Yeah.
When all the story comes out, you know, we'll hear, you know, and we find out some about it, you know, and well, and this will be the story. Lil Johnny was a straight-A student. Lil Johnny was starting a football team. Yeah, but Lil Johnny, you know, was killing cats in the backyard. I mean, you know.
The guys that was there, man, they sound old like you and I. I'm serious. You hear their voice so clear in the back.
See, I just I can't. This is, man. I couldn't have. You know, I pray constantly. I have a lot of friends who have kids. And young children. I know you have a young daughter, as well. And but your daughter's real young though, right?
Yeah. Not. Oh yeah. That looks.
She
great.
What, 9?
Yeah. She signed her mama's name on a progress report.
See.
And that's right.
Already.
Already.
But I anybody who has children, man, you got and again, this is why I talk about, you know, I remember, you know, when my son was getting in trouble, and it was constantly, you know, a little mischievous, little stupid stuff. You know, he with a group of guys, and they in Melrose Park, and they just walking up and down the street, and some of the guys is just checking cars, and then the car open, and then they going in the car, and then the police pull up. And this fool is the one holding the bag with all the stuff in it.
Wow. Wow.
Now, your fingerprints ain't on the car.
Right.
But you holding the bag with the stuff in it.
Right.
Dummy.
Dummy.
See what I'm saying?
Dumb.
Yeah, you can't. So you out there doing that, and then you're always following behind people. And I understand these are your friends and whatever, but don't be – and it's that whole follower mentality, because you want to feel like you're a part of something. And this is why this is really why youth ministries are so important.
Yeah.
Because we probably gonna also find out that some of these folks are members of churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them are at a church where there is no thriving youth ministry.
I believe that.
Because you have kids who are constantly going out. I mean, you have kids who are going out doing all types of things, and when you don't have this is why I applaud Devon. But when he used to be our youth pastor here at the church, because they talked about everything in their youth. They didn't.
And that's necessary.
And you can't just sit kids down and say, the Bible says don't. The Bible say don't.
That's where we're losing them.
The Bible say don't.
That's where we're losing them. You know, and I'm going to tell you this. I even got some pastor friends that's old school in their thinking.
See?
That if it's not the gospel, it's nothing. But, you know,
that's
we
sad.
Got to understand, in order to bring the message of the gospel, first we got to get their attention.
Yeah.
And we're not getting their attention because we're trying to force them.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're trying to force them and be the main ones. Now watch this. The main ones that are trying to force everybody else don't have no control of their own kids. their own kids doing everything.
But those are the ones that do all the talking though.
That's what I'm saying.
I laugh because, you know, I don't make it a private thing about, my lack of relationship with my son. But what would bother me is if somebody else had the nerve to come to me and say something about it, and I know what your kids are
doing. Exactly.
And just because yours is at your house, you know what I'm saying?
All right, that's just like, I'm going to tell you this. You can't put nothing, you can't put nothing past kids these days.
No, no.
And I realized that this last week. Charisma is a 9 year old.
Not little Corey, though.
Man, 9 years old. Number one, she have not been turning in homework.
See? See?
And the kid's so smart, the teacher was putting F's on her progress reports.
She wasn't turning
But
B's
on the
well.
Other, man, the other side, everything is immaculate. Her test scores, the whole nine. But it was her homework that she wasn't turning in.
Yeah.
So by her mom's work schedule, she wasn't been. She wasn't checking. So her grandmother been sick. So it's been controversy. And this is the thing I hate about not being there.
Right.
However, her mom said, "Charisma, go bring me your progress report so I can sign it." She said, "It took Charisma a long time to bring it
because she had already signed it.
Charisma was in there erasing the signature." Charisma signs her mama name on the progress report. And then she gonna ask her, she gonna tell her mama.
I'm done.
No, her mama asked her, "Charisma, why you do that?" "Because I didn't understand. I seen F's and I thought it was really, really bad." Say what?
Wait.
Man, listen here, man. Hey, bro, I laughed so hard, but I couldn't, I told her you need to chastise her for that one.
Right.
You get it. And that hurt my heart saying that.
Yeah.
But if you that smart 9 year old know how to write the R, so I'm talking about did it perfect. I mean perfect. If she would have did it with a pen, it would have been lights out for real.
Wow.
You can't put nothing trust these past not these kids. I'm serious. These kids are not like us. They not. I'm not trying to knock kids these days, but they don't have what we had back then.
Well, you don't. For one, you don't have that extra set of eyes anymore.
That's true too.
That extra set of eyes mattered, and in some cases, we had too many dang on eyes.
Yeah, man.
You know, because folks used to call my mom at work. You know, because I would do silly stuff though. Seriously, it wasn't like bad stuff. I would do silly stuff.
Right.
Like I was in my if I was in the house and I couldn't go outside, I would throw money out the window, just to see people fight for money.
We couldn't afford to do that.
Literally, I was out there saying, you throwing pennies out the window, like, okay, ain't no big deal. But then when you start throwing dimes and nickels,
see, I remember you could get a bag of chips and a bag of chips and a juice for 25 cents. I remember that.
Right. So imagine I'm out there. So then it's like I was having fun watching people fight over this quarter until I didn't know that the neighbor across the street, my mom used to catch the bus, right? So my mom used to get off the bus at Costa and Madison, Madison bus. So she get off the bus and she walking home. My neighbor then met her at the bus stop and then walked her home and then told her everything. And so my mama come in and say, "Oh, so whose money are you throwing out the window, first of all? Whose money is it? Because I think I might have been 10. So what job did I have?" I just then went. My mom had an old, what's the name of that wine? Carlo Rossi, something. Rossi. One of them big jugs.
Big jugs.
With change in it.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just.
Oh, my God.
Stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, but again, those eyes helped. It's like, I never threw another dime out the window. I bet you that.
Yeah.
But you had people telling you, your kid is on the corner throwing rocks at trucks when they run past.
Wow.
Somebody stopped that, you know. Yeah. Or and it was nothing. And then the parents didn't get offended when you knocked on their door.
They didn't. Now they come with their gun.
Man, what you telling my son for?
Yep.
Ain't nothing but a rock.
Yep.
I can pay for the window.
Yep.
It ain't about you can pay for the window.
Yeah.
Stop your kid from throwing rocks at cars.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
I really think, man, I know we have to let our kid, and then I think a lot of parents too, who were not allowed to do a lot of stuff, let their kids do a whole lot because they weren't allowed to. And they give their kids too much freedom.
Yeah.
And in that freedom, you create, you know, and I'm not knocking nobody.
And I'm not telling you to do what some celebrity did, but I love what I heard Jada and Will Smith say about their kid one time, about their children. They said, trust is one of those things where you start off with 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, we let him go until we see that he can't be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to pull back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what? But you know, the issue is, you let your kid, if your kid has demonstrated that he or she is trustworthy, if I let you go and I tell you what time to be home and you make it home and within a reasonable time, you're supposed to be home at 10, you get home at, you know, I understand the whole 9:59 and everything, but if you get home at 10:04, hey, I, guess what? I'm good. But if you're constantly able to do that and you show me I can trust, that's wonderful. But if you're never where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there,
mm-hmm.
if your grades tell me that you ain't trying,
yeah.
and I know you're capable of trying,
yeah.
then I can't allow you to constantly do X, Y, and Z extracurricular activity.
Yeah.
Because then I'm not holding you accountable, because now you think all I got to do is show up.
Wow.
Church folk. Now you think all I got to do is show up to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
You got to hold me accountable for my group being horrible or my auxiliary falling to crap. You
wow.
I'm here every week, Pastor.
That's all that matters. Did you like our new Facebook pastor?
I wanted to add, you know, first of all, what I deleted what I typed you originally. Because I was finna type it in the comments and I'm like, nope, don't do it. Because I seen dude. Like, he been on every post. I'm like, and I thought he was for real. Like,
yeah.
See, he gonna stop. But I kept asking this question. Why is the camera right here?
He is for real.
But I never, here's the problem. I never clicked on it, and I never heard it.
I serve a best guy. I saw a best guy.
I never clicked on it. Yesterday was the first time I clicked on it. And I'm like, and I never knew. See, I never knew because you had never invited me to watch it. So I only saw it in other people's feeds. And I'm like, who is this dude? I'm like, and he is. And I'm watching the views. I'm like, why does he have all these views? But I never clicked on it. So I could never actually hear it. So yesterday when you sent me the invite to watch it.
I may. Sing grace. How sweet the sound. Say the rest. Hey.
I'm done. I was so confused. That's why I sent you that message in the post. What am I watching? What is this?
Who wanna join the touch tonight?
And then you had no response as my Facebook pastor. What? I'm like, what?
You serve best God. Serve best God.
What's the dude's name?
Kobe.
You know what I'm saying? Is he local? Where he from?
Texas.
Oh, he in Texas.
So
now him I interview over there.
So he was he in the hallway have a church, right? Full blown service. Somebody came in the hallway and said, "You too loud."
They told me you too loud.
He ended the live, right? Hey, it was about 1,500 viewers on the deer.
What?
Then he came back on, or about 800 came on instantly. Cause we serve best guy.
Man, that's everybody.
That's the Facebook pastor.
I am done.
Every
I am,
night.
I am so done.
Can I get one selection?
What?
Can I get one selection? Then I got a deep word. I promise you.
Hey, wait
I'm so done. I know. I
man,
can't.
That man has
I can't.
Dying, man.
I can't.
Like, for real.
You
need to wish your wipers on your screen to watch them.
Real quick, because the time
okay.
is moving, and
yeah.
I'm not going to even. The article is kind of where it is. It's kind of long, so we're not
okay,
going to get through
cool.
it. But I do want to do this because we have not talked about it yet.
Today is the 16th anniversary of 9/11.
Of
all the stuff that occurred on 9/11. So let me ask you. What, that's 2001. 2001. September 9th. I'm sorry, September the 11th, 2001. Where were you?
I was out of town.
Were you?
Yeah, I was out of town.
Okay.
I never forget. I was a member at Greater St. John at the time.
Okay.
The operator
mm-hmm.
that was talking to them mm-hmm. was a member of Greater St. John.
Oh, wow.
For Verizon.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, man, it was weird. I was working for Comcast. Well, it might not have been Comcast at the time, but it's Comcast now. But I was working for Comcast at the time. And right in Oak Brook, the building right there, 2001 South York Road, big white building off the corner up there. And I remember because I like that building because my office sat right. I could see the 83 and 22nd Street from my office window. So I had a good view.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I lived in Oak Park. And I lived in the proper word for it is the garden apartment, but it was a basement apartment. In Oak Park, right off of Harrison Street. And I remember getting up. I was getting ready to go to work and getting ready for work. And I'm sitting there watching. I had the TV on and whatever was on. And I guess when I finally turned the TV on, I had a big one of those big 32-inch, but before we had flat screens. So, you know, it was one of them big booty TVs, you know, with all of that stuff in the back, whole wall entertainment center. So I'm sitting there and because of the way the unit was set up, there was no place. You were either going to iron in your bedroom,
right,
or you were going to iron in the kitchen, or you were going to iron in the living room.
Right.
So I ironed in front of the TV. That's
right.
Just right. So, you know, got my shirt, got my starch, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching TV. I leave out, I come back in, and all of a sudden I see a plane hitting the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, what movie is this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I ain't looked, and I hear the guy, and it sounded like Tom Brokaw, and I'm like, oh, okay. So then he was like, a plane crashed into a building. We don't know if it was an accident or whatever. And while he's talking, the other plane hit. And I said, I was married at the time. My wife Selena, at the time, was in the back. I was like, hey, come look at this.
Mm-hmm.
I say, tell me whether or not this is. So we didn't have, you know, the DVRs and stuff. You couldn't rewind nothing. It was it was what it was.
Right.
So then they replayed it, and then you could hear the newscaster say, like, did I just see what just happened? So then I started flipping channels, and then I'm like, wait, this is on every channel.
Yep.
And then I'm like, okay. So then my mom calls, and my mom worked in Naperville at the time. She calls, and then it, like, started talking about stuff. So then they're like, okay. They start talking about all these planes were missing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So all these planes were missing, and they don't know where these planes are and where they're headed, and they're shutting down all the major airports. They're shutting down the airspace over the city of Chicago, and if you're in the buildings, you should leave.
Yeah.
So then I start thinking about all my friends who work downtown in the Sears Tower. My Curtis's wife worked in a high rise building,
wow.
and her sister worked in a high rise building, and they're all that we got group texts going,
wow.
And they're saying we're being told to leave the building, and it was the most eeriest sight. On the way to on the way to work, because I still had to go to work. I saw your message, Angela says I was on one of those planes, care team for on the way to work in Oak Brook. We're driving. Now, you know, anytime you drive through the city of Chicago in September, man, it was nice out. It was gorgeous. Actually, it was a beautiful day here. And you can't be outside in Chicago and not see an airplane.
Exactly.
Night, day.
Yeah.
It ain't possible. You can't be in your car and not see an airplane. Literally, there wasn't a plane in the sky.
Yeah.
And then all you saw was a jet, Air Force or whatever.
Yeah.
Fly past, and I'm on 22nd Street, and then there was no traffic because it was like everybody just stayed wherever they were. We still had to go to work. So
wow.
I get to Comcast, and the office that we sat in was a huge office, and we had a wall of TVs because I ran the customer service department. So we literally had a TV, and literally every TV was turned on a news channel. And we're sitting there, and then they start talking about all this other stuff, man. And it was just, it was so surreal because it seemed, it didn't seem real.
It did.
It did.
And I know all y'all conspiracy people, please miss me with all of that.
Yeah.
That somebody, that we blew the building up ourselves.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah. That's just people, man.
Folks still died. Okay.
Time.
I mean, there's pictures. I think Time Magazine has pictures of people jumping out of the window because they didn't want to burn to death.
Exactly.
I mean, it's wow.
It's one of the biggest tragedies ever in our nation.
I think so.
It is.
I think so.
To me, it's bigger than any war that we had.
It's the biggest attack that we've ever had on it because it was bigger than Pearl Harbor.
And you know how big Pearl Harbor was.
Yeah.
And if this was much, it was bigger because it hit the U.S.
It hit
the states.
Right, because Pearl Harbor's in Hawaii, but yes,
it hit right in the state.
Yeah,
I know
in the heart of our largest
Hawaii is a state.
In the heart of our largest city.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our largest city. Exactly.
They attacked us right where we live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. Leslie said, I worked in John Hancock building, and we had to evacuate. Yeah. Angela says, only us and United together, we went to all cities that had aircraft to leave out to not make the final. I kissed the ground when I returned home, literally. Wow.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, even now, I was watching this morning at the time that it happened.
They replay it all the time. It's hard to watch.
It is.
And the newscasters, man, to hear them and then to see the people in New York walking around, you know, with towels over their face because they don't want to breathe in. They're breathing in concrete dust and people are still today the first responders
mm-hmm.
who got asthma, who got what is it you get from inhaling asbestos, lung cancer, from getting all emphysema, all of that stuff because they were the first ones to go in without masks. And then they're out there digging people out of this rubble, breathing in all of these fumes from melted steel and gasoline and concrete and all of that stuff, man. It's just crazy. And some of those people, man, they still haven't recovered. Then I was watching this morning the Chicago firefighters who were down there the next day on a recovery effort just to pull people out.
The next day.
Chicago and other firefighters, but I just know the one they were interviewing the guys from Chicago.
I don't think this will always hit home.
Yeah.
Especially for those that was alive at the time and very understanding of this. Pearl Harbor, we wasn't here.
Now we got there's some veterans who are still living.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, we wasn't, but to know that we're here and we experienced something that's tragic.
Yeah, because instantly I started looking at, and I remember so vividly the very next year, the first Spider-Man movie came out.
Wow.
And they re-edited it. Because there is a scene in the movie. You can YouTube it now. Because they took it out of the movie. And they did not include it in the DVD. But the scene is still on YouTube. They edited it. Because there was a scene where some bank robbers had stole a helicopter or something. And Spider-Man shot his web in between the two towers.
Oh, wow.
And the helicopter got stuck.
Wow.
And they took that out. Because they thought it would be insensitive.
Wow.
And at the time, you know, it was like, wow. And then when you go back and you watch movies now that were shot before then and the towers were there, and then in other movies where they superimposed the towers back in. So I was one of those people who felt like, and I'm not in New York, so I don't have no say, and I know they had their own. I thought they should have built them right back.
Yeah, yeah.
I know they built the one tower, whatever they call it. I forget the name of it. It's something United, whatever it is, but I thought they should have built them back. The guy on one show said he thought they should have built them back and made them one story taller than what they were before they got knocked down.
And that would have been nice.
I think so. I just think, and I imagine driving back home that night, looking at towards, you know, you're coming back west.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no matter which way you're coming back into the city, you can always see the Sears Tower.
You always see it. Yeah.
I can't imagine the people in New York driving back toward that area and can't see those two. You can't even imagine driving to the city and not seeing the Sears Tower.
To be honest with you, this is still a delicate situation.
It is.
For those in New York.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
anytime something happens, you know they're shell-shocked. They haven't gotten over it.
And then for them to have to celebrate this day.
Or memorialize it,
They're still in mourning.
I don't know how I feel. Like, do you think that's something they should still do?
No.
See, I agree with you.
You have to remember. Yeah, but I don't.
What does calling out all of those names, reading all of those? I mean, help me, and we're not trying to be insensitive,
right?
But what does that do for you?
Honestly, it brings more torture to me. You know, a lot of times when we're trying to grieve or get over the hurt and pain, truth be told, you'll never get over it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be constantly reminded.
Yeah.
I don't. That, and
you got to get through the day anyway. Yeah. We know September 10th coming. We know September 11th coming. We know it's coming. But do we need this all-day coverage?
Now, I think they're going to make this a holiday or something. I believe that's going to happen.
That it'll be at some point. It'll be some type of a national.
It will holiday. It will
a day of remembrance.
It definitely will.
Now that's a good way of honoring it. Make it a federal holiday.
Yeah, it definitely will. And I believe.
I think.
I'm surprised. Now I'm surprised at this that New York have not made it something for their
local. Yeah.
As of yet,
like our what's a local day that we have here that stuff is closed? Stuff ain't closed on is Pulaski Day stuff closed or just schools?
Just schools.
Okay. Like, so we don't have any local holidays.
Right.
But, yeah, that you would make it something like for the –
King is – no.
King is federal, though.
Yeah, it's federal.
Even though my former company didn't give it off.
Yeah. I don't think – do we have anything local?
Local.
Like,
but I'm surprised at this point it has not become
– But I think maybe after the 20-year mark.
I wonder, is that what it takes?
I think it takes some time.
Yeah.
And this 16, right?
This is 16.
So
yeah, this is 16.
Look for it within the next 4 years. I believe that it could happen within
the
next 4 years.
So Trump might actually do something. That'd be something. That'd be a good thing.
That'd be the one thing
I wouldn't object. Right.
That'd be a great thing for
him. Yeah, he Mr. Patriot. Right. Mr. Make America Great Again. You know, it's
amazing. I was watching him today. It seemed like it hurt his wife just to hold his hand.
That is the most... And I ain't being funny. That's the most uncomfortable looking woman.
Man.
First of all, he never opens the door for her.
Nah.
Like, no. Michelle Obama was opening the door.
Yeah.
George Bush, Baby Bush, as we call her, always. This dude, when she's walking up the stairs to the plane, he don't never hold her hand. I mean, never.
I'm going to say this, man.
I mean, it's just like, dude. I mean, is it a public affection thing? Or
He's been the most honest president that we had, though.
what you mean? I know this ain't gonna be good.
I mean, everything he said he wasn't gonna do, he ain't doing it. Everything he said he gonna do, he's trying to do.
Oh well, yeah, yeah.
It's hurting us, but I'm being real.
Yeah,
Rahner has been the most honest governor we had.
Well, he did everything he said he was gonna.
He did
everything
he said he was gonna do.
All of it.
Everything.
All of it.
Everything. So, you know, he 45 going to go down as the honest president. that's about it. You know, we expect everything that he's doing, we expected that from the very start.
Yeah, we're not surprised at all.
Not surprised at all.
So I just wanted to get at – I didn't want to leave the show without mentioning 9/11. Because man, it was some weird. Some 2001 was a weird year though. Even for me, as I recall, it was a weird year all the way around. But I just thought it was apropos that we mentioned the September 11th stuff. And some of you all might have memories of it too. Let me see. Danielle Carpenter says, I remember being at my godparents' house and my godmother screamed, and her calling my god sister and she didn't answer. Worst feeling ever. Wow, rest in Jesus, Kelly Nelson. Oh my God!
Wow!
Yeah, a lot, and it's amazing when you read the stories of the people
mm-hmm.
who missed the flight.
Who missed the flight? Yeah.
Who missed the flight?
Yeah.
Or who were late for work?
Now, all right. So you know the call that got aired everywhere.
Oh,
from the airplane.
Flight,
the Verizon
flight. Yeah.
So that she was a member of Greater St. John.
Right.
And she was the one on. She the one wrote the book and everything. She was literally on that call, like
wow.
Hearing everything that took place. Man, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
The flight, and then the flight that went down in that hit the Pentagon.
Yep.
And then the one that crashed in Pennsylvania.
Yep. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how can a flight hit the Pentagon.
Yeah.
You know, certain places is a no-flight zone.
But it's not a no-fly zone. Over the Pentagon,
it's not.
Wow. It is now. But certain areas,
now.
Like the White House is a no-fly zone.
Yeah.
You can't fly.
Yeah.
over at all. It's a no fly zone of a certain height.
Chicago got a no fly zone.
Now we do.
Yeah.
Well, no, we don't. Our good former mayor, Mayor Daley, when they made New York, the area over New York, a considered no fly zone, Mayor Daley said, "Hey, we got the tallest building in the world here.
Right.
Why is it not a no fly zone?"
Right.
And they wouldn't do it. And Daley was like, "Okay, I know what to do." But it was a twofold thing. He wanted to get rid of Migs Field anyway, so he wanted to close it. They wouldn't let him close it. So Mayor Daley went out there in the middle of the night, y'all. Right, I remember this, and had them take some bulldozers and tear up the runway.
Wow.
So literally, overnight, bulldozers came out and dug up the runways and where they land at. So you couldn't take off or land. I mean, they dug big X's in the ground.
Wow.
So literally from the air, you can see X's, tore the concrete up. And now, what used to be known as Migs Field is now Northerly Island.
Exactly. I thought we had a no-fly zone. That's why all the planes come around like Lake Michigan or something.
Maybe we have one now.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe because of President Obama.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, that is crazy, man. Sis Trump said, look, you run again, deuces. What? I don't know what, Angela. I don't. I can't speak Angela this time, Angela. I don't know.
I know she mentioned earlier, she missed it, that she know you mentioned about the service.
Oh, about the service, yes, amazing. Again, thank you so much for the invite. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to eat some of that food, because dude was on the grill when I got out there, and something smelled real good.
Oh, wow. So yeah. Grilling,
I heard you did some grilling real quick last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grilled twice, man, at my family picnic.
Right. Man, they had to get you off the grill.
They had to get me off the grill.
Yeah.
I had three grills working.
It ain't nothing like me. I love running multiple grills.
I had three of them.
It gives you some kind of, like, you know.
I
would love to run one of them big ones.
I had a big one.
No, one of them big ones. Like my boy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Saturday, my Saturday got all messed up because my guys was down here at the Forest Park Rib Fest. I don't know how they did.
Yeah.
I didn't get to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My whole Saturday got messed up, so I need to find out how did You Chill We Grill do. I need to pull up their website or something and figure out how they did.
I heard it was really nice out there, man.
I'm kind of glad
I didn't go, because I heard about some couples that was there that I shouldn't knew about, like some couples, so like creeping people.
Say it for me full time.
Creep.
She creep. Yeah.
Man, I love grilling.
Every time,
man,
I close my eyes, she creep.
Creep.
Sing it for me full time.
Creep. Man, y'all better stop. I thought y'all want no preacher boy. Creeper one. For real.
Down at the Rib Fest?
Man.
What?
Got busted?
Down to the fest?
Got busted
down at the Forest Park.
Man, I love to hear
you. Must have been real hungry.
Man, you got busted.
You must have been real hungry.
Matter of fact,
you should have went to Famous Dave's. You should have saved yourself.
For
she just went to Joe's.
She should have just
and ate in the car.
She should have just had it. Go ahead, babe. Enjoy yourself. I'll give you some tickets. Yeah, man. Oh, my God.
I should just went to Smoking M's and ate in the car.
Man.
I mean,
I ain't the one to gossip, but man, that was some juicy at that.
What?
That phone call this morning. Huh?
On that note.
Yeah.
Pray us out.
Father in heaven.
Yeah.
Thank you and honor you, God. Lord, on this day, God, there's many things that we're praying for. We're praying for those families that's been victimized by 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But then also we're praying for the family that have experienced this tragic with the young lady.
Yeah.
God, we pray for clarity. We pray that investigation is ruled and in a favorable to what really happened to make this take place, God. Even if there's some foul play, we pray for hearts and minds of the people that they'll be convicted, God, that they will open up and tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We also want to
sent our prayers out to Chicago Public Schools. We didn't mention that they went back to school.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just to keep them covered,
yeah.
man. And,
yeah.
and all the schools.
Definitely.
I mentioned it on
Definitely.
Friday, but all the schools, charter,
Definitely.
Catholic,
Definitely.
Private, all of them, man, because there's so much stuff going on. We just want to make sure that they stay covered. So we're going to be out of here, y'all. Look, we'll be back on Wednesday. Y'all stay blessed. And remember, if you got to drive through the city, keep your head on a swivel. We got to go. Peace.
It should already be. Yeah. Cool.
Hey, you said just do what?
Huh? What's up?
Oh, hold on. In now, what you said, just let it sit?
Just do, what's that? No one said. He gave me a call, got to Deshaun Smith. Ain't that from Mount Vernon?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? I ain't gonna try to call me through Facebook, though. That's it. Okay, what do you want? Oh, man. Yeah, I wasn't here yesterday, but I heard it wasn't no better.
He can't reach, man.
Yeah, I wasn't here yesterday, but I heard it wasn't no better.
Man.